Representatives of and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time for Building Rural Wealth. Dan Miller with me this morning. Dan, how are you?
Hey, good. Aaron, how are you? Did you fly in here this morning or over the weekend?
Yeah, I did. Spent a little time here this weekend.
I know you did. I know you did.
Yeah. How'd you come out? Okay.
Fortunately, we had some limbs down, but these were old limbs that, probably going to come down sometime in the wind anyway.
Did you a favor, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, just saved me climbing up there and trying to cut them down, I guess. But now we were knock on wood, but it doesn't sound like it's over, darn it.
No. Got another round potentially, so
yeah,
we'll see.
That's weird, isn't it? That 4 days in a row that we got potential for. Yeah, but I know we needed the moisture. We have got it. I think Denise's gauge, her unofficial gauge, about 3.5 inches over the last 3 days.
Okay.
So nice rain.
Very good. Caleb, how about you? How was your weekend?
Good morning. It was good. It was exciting. Our girls were a little charged up over all the storms and stuff, too. We got a baby's bird nest in one of our little outcrops. So that was a big deal of watching the birds, making sure that they were all right and their babies and surviving the storm. So,
You didn't bring them inside.
They're pretty high up there, but I said we could have. And then they're like, no, we can't touch them. And then when the storm comes, they're like, Dad, you should have. And then they all survived.
Dad, go get them.
Eventful weekend, but no, thanks for all the crews out there.
You bet.
Everybody safe.
Absolutely.
Busy and stuff too. Yeah.
Absolutely. And Aaron, before we forget about it, I want to congratulate all the seniors that graduated here in Red Oak and around the community.
You bet.
Just not an ideal weekend for some of the parties and some of that stuff, but hopefully everybody got them in and stayed safe.
You bet.
Congratulate. Hard to believe it's graduation time.
It's that time. Here it is. Well, it's a big moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a moment you remember, or most people do anyway. So.
Absolutely.
Hey, how are things on the farm?
They were good. I talked to my brother, lives south of Maryville down there, and they had 5 inches in 2 hours down there. And so they were dry like everybody else down there. And Steve said, well, we got rain, but we got it probably faster than we needed it for sure. But it's good. It's
all
good.
Right. Well, let's talk about building rural wealth, and this is kind of an interesting one to me. So why business owners often overpay taxes? All right, Dan, tell me where we're going to start here.
Okay, well, Aaron, I'm going to start with my disclosure. First thing, Caleb and I are not tax professionals. Please don't take anything that we say as tax advice. I mean, our goal today is just to kind of discuss some concepts and terms and things that people might want to be aware of and just some situations that we often see. And we hear business owners sometimes, make the comment, why does it feel like I'm paying more taxes every single year? Just why does that seem? We hear this from rural business owners all the time. The business may be growing and income's up, yet the tax bill keeps getting bigger. Well, of course, those things kind of go together. The assumption is, well, if I'm paying more taxes, things must be getting better. And sometimes that's true, but it's not always the whole story. Sometimes we've seen where it means you may be leaving some opportunities on the table. And that's often because no one stepped back and just asked, are we being proactive with our tax planning? Or are we tax planning, period? Or are we just being reactive? In other words, I sold this, so I've got to pay X in taxes. So a lot of business owners are overpaying simply because oftentimes what we see are just missed strategies.
Yeah.
And so today we're going to walk through, where we've seen some of those missed opportunities show up. And again, this is not tax advice, just things that we have seen in our practice and in our firm that when we work with business owners and situations that we've observed.
All right. Dan kind of alluded to it, Caleb, but tax filing versus tax planning. Talk to me about those two items there.
Yeah. If you kind of think about them and dig into them like we try to do with clients, those are two very separate things and very separate, functions, And a lot of it, most people think if I overpaid or the amount that they paid is by a mistake or it comes from a mistake. And that's that difference of filing taxes versus planning for taxes. If you kind of know where you're going to end up in the year, that whatever that tax bill is, if you kind of know where you're headed, you know, isn't as big a surprise versus seeing what that is. And tax filing is reporting what's already happened. We've talked about this in the past, you know, it's kind of looking backwards, you know, that tax planning, you know, or tax planning is making decisions before the year end that influences that outcome before, you know, once you file your taxes, that's kind of, it's already done and, you know, drawn in the sand. But, you know, and if you think about it from a business owner's perspective, you know, they don't wait, you don't wait until December to decide your pricing. You don't wait for that on your staffing, your inventory. You're looking at that in January in the year ahead, projecting it. And you make those decisions probably throughout the year too. You know, you don't just make them one time. But when it comes to taxes, you know, a lot of owners and a lot of just us individually unintentionally shift to that reactive mode, like Dan said. You know, you're not looking forward. And, you know, like everybody, you kind of in March bring everything into your CPA. Their return gets prepared correctly, filed on time. Everything is done by the book. So you think it's all good. You know, everything is done. But by that point, you know, a lot of those meaningful decisions have already happened, you know, or they've been missed. And by that stage, you know, it's really not strategy anymore. That tax filing then is just documentation. So you miss your planning opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is kind of just how the system's set up. And it's not for, you know, lack of their fault. But again, like Dan says, you know, you're busy, you're running the business, you got employees and just everyday life happens. But, you know, if you only take time to, you know, the taxes on file, then you're leaving options on the table. You know, if you look at some of those planning opportunities or sit down with your CPA, your financial advisor, you know, you can look at things as far as adjusting the timing of income, structuring your compensation of salary versus business dividends, maximizing retirement contributions, or just evaluating that business structure too. Again, a lot of those things are, you don't want to try to do right at the year end and jam in, but you know, with a little bit of prep, look ahead and, you know, coordination between those professionals, you can kind of shift into that tax planning mode rather than that tax filing mode.
So tax filing, you're looking back. Tax planning, you're looking forward.
Yeah.
So, okay. What are some of the most common missed tax opportunities, Dan? What do we need to be thinking about here? We don't want to miss them.
That's right.
Yeah.
And again, these are just things that we've observed, you know, in working with business owners over the years. You know, if tax, you know, taxes often come from mixed strategies. You know, the old thing, you know, nothing certain but death and taxes, you know. And so it makes me think of this line I heard one time about Henny Youngman once said, and I've said this on here before, Henny Youngman once said, you know, I'm proud to be an American and pay taxes, but I could be just as proud for half as much, you know. And so, you know, if we can find ways that we see business owners, you know, some of the missed tax opportunities. Well, the first one on my list here is retirement plans as a strategy tool. You know, a lot of business owners think of retirement contributions as something you do if there's money left over, or they look at them as a cost. Okay, now, you know, yes, there are, you know, costs that are involved with funding a retirement planning strategy or a retirement plan for your employees and for yourself. But oftentimes there are some really nice key tax strategy and tax saving opportunities that are involved with those. So I'll just give you an example here. Two owners, maybe they earn similar income, but let's say one puts a small amount into a SEPA IRA at the end of the year, but the other has a structured plan and contributes intentionally. Those could potentially create a very different tax outcome for those two different owners. So, you know, we always suggest that you try to consider if you're treating your retirement contributions as an afterthought or a part of your overall strategy. It's just like Caleb said a minute ago, you don't wait till the end of the year to figure out your pricing for the year or who you're going to hire and those type of things. So this needs to be a strategy you consider as you go as well. Potential opportunity number two is entity structure. And this is where your business structure made sense oftentimes at one point. You know, whenever people start out, you know, maybe they were just a sole proprietor or maybe they had a partner, so they were an informal partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And now your business has grown. You know, well, have you revisited your entity structure? You know, have you looked at, would there be advantages to me if I formed an LLC or if I formed a C-Corp or an S-Corp? You know, what are some of the advantages or disadvantages of having one of those? Because there's different implications for each one. And so really encourage owners as their business grow to occasionally look at their entity structure to see if they're where they optimally should be from a tax standpoint. And then opportunity number three might come with timing of income and expenses, and Caleb touched on this. And this one is less about what you earn and more about when it shows up or when you have to include it in your taxable income. You know, income timing, expense timing, equipment purchases, you know, these are decisions that can influence taxable income year to year. And oftentimes, small business owners, they may have cyclical income, you know, and some years are better than others.
Yeah.
So, you know, you may want to, if you know that you're going to have a really good tax, you know, a really good income year, maybe you need to try to position some of those equipment purchases or income or, you know, prepay some income expenses and some things like that. Or maybe you needed to defer some income or change some contracts or something like that, you know. Of course, as a farmer, you know, a lot of farmers I know, you know, we know all about that, you know, utilizing your income and expense timing, you know.
Yeah.
But like Caleb said, these can oftentimes be decisions you don't want to wait right till the end of the year. You want to look at them as you go. So, you know, I would just say don't wait right till the last year of the year to do this. You know, timing these strategies oftentimes don't eliminate taxes, but they can help manage when and how they're paid.
But the timing is very important in this.
Absolutely. So, again, none of these opportunities are last-minute decisions. And if the first time you think about these about your taxes is at the end of the year, like Caleb mentioned earlier, oftentimes there may be some missed opportunities. And, you know, and this can go for not just business owners. I mean, this can go for anybody out there, you know, that's doing your tax planning, just professionals that are retiring from a position. You know, if you had income, maybe you worked part of the year and you didn't work part of the year, you know, would it make sense to do something like that if you're retiring from one of the factories or something? Yeah. So there's all kinds of timing issues that should be thought of if you're a rural business owner or a professional that's retiring.
All right. Dan mentioned it, Caleb. So what is the cost of waiting until the end of the year?
Yeah, and just looking at the calendar, it's May 18th. So, you know, it's almost halfway through the year. So, and that can be, you know, so this is kind of a good midpoint check in the year, but like you said, you know, the end of the year is going to be upon us before we know it. And, you know, a lot of times that's kind of when the main questions come up, you know, and we'll get somebody that comes in, you know, hey, I've maybe had a good year. It's November, December, and, you know, only got a month left. They come in and say, you know, hey, I've had a good year, but what can I do to affect my taxes? And the honest answer, it kind of depends on what that person and what planning they've done up to that point or just kind of reacting, you know. But a lot of times, like Dan said, you know, the best opportunities are in the year or the year prior that you at least identified. Doesn't mean you got to do them, but like Dan said, you know, from a business owner's perspective, if you know you got large equipment purchases, you're probably not making that decision in a couple weeks. If you got some, you know, lead time, you can kind of see out and affect those things. But a lot of the tax strategies, especially the three that Dan mentioned, you know, do require some time or at least some time to set up and have those things in place so you can be flexible in a year and kind of do that. And it takes time to adjust that income, structure your contributions, or coordinate your business and personal finances. But also there's deadlines. The IRS imposes, you know, all sorts of deadlines that aren't just year-end either.
Yeah.
One of them for small business owners, simple IRAs, you know, for a retirement plan contribution, like Dan said, and just that, those have to be set up by October 1st if you run a simple IRA plan or want to offer one. So there's some of those deadlines out there that have to take time. And someone who looks at the numbers, you know, mid-year is adjusting instead of reacting. So, you know, again, we're almost at that mid-year point, so now's a good time to be looking at it. But the longer you wait, the more limited those options just become. Again, you're trying to squeeze stuff in a finite amount of time. And those tax decisions, when they get compressed in a couple weeks or months, you know, again, that's more of a reactionary decision, not a planning decision. Again, maybe you wait till November, December to actually, you know, cut and make that decision. But if you've at least thought about in the prior months, you know, I kind of like to say measure twice, cut once.
Yeah.
Do your measuring earlier in the year. And then if it is that decision time, like Dan said, November, December, do it. But you know why you're doing it then.
It's never too late to start working on it. But the earlier and the sooner, the better.
Yeah. Right? That's right. And Aaron, let's face it, nobody wants to. I mean, nobody likes to think about paying taxes, period. Well, and once you get past, you know, tax time, you know, once you get past April 15th, you know, which is the tax time for most people. I mean, there's other different ones, you know, but, you know, most people are like, oh, I got that behind me, you know, and they don't want to think about it.
Right.
But actually, just like Caleb said, now's actually a really good time to be thinking about what can I do to influence, you know, the second half of the year here to help my taxes to lessen that effect next April 15th.
So kind of along that line, if you're running your business, we've talked about that, you're in the day-to-day working, getting sometimes you don't have time to sit down and think about all this, right?
That's right.
So what about working with all of my advisors to have them take care of it? Talk to me a little bit about that, Dan.
Well, I mean, it's very, very important to coordinate all this with your advisors. And I will tell you, sometimes, you know, and we're talking, who are we talking about? CPAs. We're talking about your financial advisor. You know, we may be talking about an insurance advisor. You may be, you know, talking about different people.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, your tax people, they just got to do it through with tax season. They're like, ugh, I don't want to think about it anymore. But again, it is very important to make sure you're doing that. So sometimes coordinating those things are so important, you know. So let's say you are an owner that you do understand the importance of, you know, your business structure, your entity structure, having a retirement plan and all those things. You know, oftentimes it just comes down to how is your advice structured?
Yeah. Okay.
Who are you working with? You know, for an example, you might have a CPA that's focused on minimizing taxes this year and a financial advisor that's focused on long-term growth. And maybe they're not really connecting and talking to each other. You know, well, that impact can be pretty unfortunate, you know, if you're not working together. So what helps in one area short term doesn't always align with the long term goals. You know, so all of these decisions are connected. I mean, one of the things I will tell you, Aaron, that we talk about in our firm are the seven pillars of your financial life. And I'm said here, I can't name all of them, but I do know that, you know, tax planning is one of them, how your taxes are affected, your long-term goals, you know, your estate plan, all these different things are affected, and they've got to be coordinated together. So looking at just one thing in a vacuum, you know, is not, you know, the best decision oftentimes. And the other thing about, you know, nobody likes to pay taxes, but one of the things we also talk about is you can't 100% let the tax tail wag the dog.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? In other words, if you're a business owner or a retiring professional out here, you can't let your tax decisions 100% affect your decisions.
Okay.
You know, but your decisions are always going to affect your taxes.
Yes.
If that makes sense, you know. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I remember years and years ago, and I've probably said this on here before, when I was a young man, you know, and of course didn't have very many expenses. I was living with mom and dad. Life was good, you know, but we were on the farm, made some money, you know, I had to pay taxes. You know, it stunk, you know, man, I had to pay taxes, you know, but I didn't have any expenses, you know, or I had very many just through the farm. And I remember my dad telling me, he said, boys, he talked to my brothers and I said, boys, there's worse things than having to pay taxes.
Yeah.
So if you had to pay some taxes, you know, you did make some money. So again, it's a balance out there, and that's where you got to work with all of your advisors to make sure that you have all these things in line together.
You bet. All right, good advice. So wrap it all up for me here, Caleb.
Yeah, I guess to piggyback, again, that's why you work with somebody, you know, working with somebody that can kind of hopefully zoom out for you and help you see that 30,000-foot view or take on some of that heavy lifting to do some of that tax return review and some of that planning for you to see what you need to do. Because like Dan said, you know, the goal isn't just about paying the lowest amount of taxes possible. It's about this, you know, having decisions that support your long-term goals, you know, which are a myriad of things, which include paying, you know, lower taxes. But, you know, there are competing things within there. But, you know, aggressively reducing taxable income, you know, could feel good today, but it impacts, you know, your retirement contributions, Social Security savings and benefits, you know, lending opportunities, you know, how your overall financial picture and health look, you know, just depending on what your plan is. But, you know, all those are important. And like Dan said, you know, your different advisors have different things, but coordinating those together or working with somebody that again, can hopefully help you do some of that heavy lifting as a professional business owner. So yeah, you're not just got your taxes filed, then feel like you have to do it again. Again, that's like a lot of the work we do. If they bring it in, let us kind of do some of that heavy lifting and some of that coordination for you. Again, especially with other, you know, trusted people in the community that they're working with, whether they're attorneys, CPAs, but you know, just knowing how that is. But if anybody thinks that I could benefit from kind of looking at that tax filing versus tax planning and what that would entail for them, you know, we'd love to, you know, reach out to you, have an appointment, and, you know, sit down and talk to you.
How would people reach out?
Yeah, anybody get hold of us. Office number is 712-623-5726, or go ahead and visit our website at www.planwithmilestonefinancial.com.
There you go.
Caleb, that's changed. You know, it's www.milestonefinancial.com. I think the old one will still take you there, I think. But yeah, we did
I was looking at you. You didn't have it on the screen up there.
Oh, Sorry, I had our weather up.
I know.
There
yeah,
we
yeah.
go.
I was looking
there
at
we go.
Weather.
Yeah, there we go. So, but yeah. But no, like I said, like just to mirror what Caleb said, like I said, there's a lot of decisions. And again, everything we're telling today, please don't take it as stone, you know, put it stone. It's not tax advice. We're not tax professionals. But, you know, we do work with tax professionals. Yeah. And, you know, we'd be happy to work with your tax professional to help coordinate this and look at it, like Caleb said, from the big picture standpoint. Like I said, taxes can't be the sole thing that you look at if you're a retiring professional out here or if you're a business person. But it does, again, like Henny Youngman said, you don't have to pay any more. You'd be just as proud paying half as many taxes. If you,
I'm going to grab that quote. I'm going to remember
yeah, that's
that.
A good one. That's like I said, to tell you how I stole it from James. So okay. I'll tell you, that's how long that one's been like floating around.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold on to that one. So. Very good. Nice to see you both. Make it a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been Building Rural Wealth with Milestone Financial.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
Hey, Dad, wake up. You're napping in the back office and taking this retirement thing too seriously.
Daughter, always let a sleeping dog lie.
I have a question, and I need your help.
Crystal, now you're talking my language. I'll help you and Chris with any questions you or a customer might have. Is it about Duralast products and their exceptional warranties?
No.
Is it about installation? Because Chris has been here 20 years. He knows all there is to know about.